Hello, my partner and I are going to discuss what geothermal energy is, where this energy comes from, and the pros and cons of this type of energy. Firstly, the two words geothermal came from the Greek word geo, meaning earth, and therme, meaning heat. This heat, which is in the form of steam, comes from inside the earth. This heat can be used as energy to heat buildings and create electricity. At the earth's core, the temperature is hotter than the sun. The radioactive particles decay and create this heat. When looking at the Earth's interior, there are two layers, the solid core and the very hot melted rock core called magma. This area is usually 3 to 5 miles thick under the oceans. There are many plates that have the Earth's crust on them, and magma comes close to the edges of these plates. And this is where the volcanoes occur. When these rocks and water get hot, people search these sources out to use this as energy. These geothermal reservoirs are mainly found around the Ring of Fire, which is also known as the Pacific Rim. Companies use many methods to find these geothermal reservoirs, but the most accurate way to drill a well and test the temperatures that are deep underground. My partner is now going to discuss the different methods of capturing energy and the pros and cons of this type of energy, and here's my partner.
Thank you, partner. Geothermal energy has the potential to be used for two main purposes: generating power at large geothermal plants that put electricity on the grid. It is also used for heating and cooling buildings. I'd like to talk about the electrical power generation first. Less than 1% of our electricity comes from the geothermal plants today. This is an environmentally friendly process, but it takes a lot of money and the right locations to get these plants built. Almost half of the electricity used in the United States comes from the burning of coal. Another 20% comes from burning natural gases and oil. Every time we burn something, it uses oxygen from our air and puts carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere. This is what causes global warming. Another 20% of our power comes from nuclear plants. These are very efficient, but produce hazardous waste and radioactive materials. The future for clean, environmentally friendly power lies in hydroelectric, solar, wind, and geothermal technologies. All of these are natural, renewable, and clean. Geothermal plants are made by drilling deep into the earth where hot water or steam from 300 to 700 degrees Fahrenheit is buried 1 to 2 miles under the surface. The wells have to be drilled at very specific locations. The best locations in the United States are in the western states. Geothermal power plants do not burn fuel to generate electricity, so they release less than 1% of carbon dioxide emissions off a coal plant. The other tremendous potential for geothermal energy is for heating and cooling buildings. This is different from power production in many ways. In this case, there is no need to locate high-temperature hydrothermal resources, and holes are drilled only a few hundred feet and near the location of each building. Geothermal heat pumps installed in the building are connected to the underground tubing. Heat from the sun that is stored in the earth is then pumped out of the ground and into the building. This is about 4 times more efficient than a gas furnace without combustion. It's free heat. It's in the ground in your own backyard. All you have to do is pump.